Hey, well, here we are at the end of another year. I'm thankful that you've tuned in to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is December the 31st, 2019, New Year's Eve. Well, today we're going to look at one of my favorite passages of Scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." You know, I think I've told you in the past that I often listen to podcasts, and today on one of those podcasts, this scripture was used, and it's one of my favorite passages. This passage is one of my favorites because it contains the essence of the gospel. It really tells me why I know that I can be saved, or I know why I am saved. You know, I know it's nothing to do with me. I couldn't do anything to acquire salvation. And this tells me how that salvation is of the Lord, that it's all of His work. We find how we can be accepted by God. What an amazing truth to know that we can be accepted by God. And the question is, how though? How can a holy God accept a sinful creature like myself? How can He do that? Well, He can do that because He made Jesus to become sin for us. Jesus had no sin, but He became sin. He bare our sins in His body on the tree. Notice this also, that it is God who made Him to be sin. God made the consequences of my sin fall upon Christ. You know, Jesus in the garden prayed, "If there be any other way, let this cup pass from me." However, there was no other way. There was no other way for sinners to be made righteous other than someone paying the debt for sin, or someone dying in the place of sinners. And so, that's exactly what Christ did. He took the consequence for sin. He took the consequence of my sin. And if you're born again today, He took the consequence for your sin. Again, this is the reason this is one of my favorite passages of Scripture, is because I realize that God made Christ become sin, or take the consequences of Mark Campbell's sin, and bear them on His own body. And so since Christ became sin for me, I am now found to be acceptable in the eyes of God, because my sin were placed upon Christ. Also, I can think of the consciousness of Christ, the consciousness of the decision of Christ to come to this earth to bear sin. You know, He knew no sin. He had never been in the presence of sin. Yet He chose to come not only into the presence of sin, not only to come to the world, but He came to be sin, to take sin upon Himself. So I understand that coming is for me. He knew me before the foundation of the world. And so when Jesus came to this earth, He didn't come hoping that some might be saved. He came knowing. He knew them before the foundation of the world. He knew who His people were. He knew whose sins He was bearing. He knew the sin that He was bearing. And He came to this world, knowing me by name, to bear my sin in His own body. If you're saved today, He knows that about you too. Can you begin to see why this is one of my favorite passages? But you know, the glory of this passage doesn't stop there. Notice also that it says that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We are made righteous in Christ. We stand in the righteousness of Christ. You know, we could never be righteous on our own. Our sinful nature would not allow it. Yet this passage enlightens us to the fact that we are in the righteousness of Christ. What a blessing to be a child of God standing in the righteousness of Christ. Therefore, since I have the righteousness of Christ, I actually know that it's possible for me to live in righteousness. I can walk in that righteousness. I don't have to continue on in the path of sin. I don't have to continue on following the old nature. Because I now have the righteousness of Christ, or I'm standing in the righteousness of Christ, I can walk in the that righteousness. In verse 20, the author, Paul, is encouraging the Corinthians to be reconciled to God. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. And so, we are encouraged to be reconciled to God. Gill says, be reconciled to all the dispensations of divine providence towards you. In other words, understand that divine providence is at work in your life. Also, let your wills bow and be resigned to His. Since you're standing in His righteousness, bow your will, resign to Him. He's the God of peace to you. So follow Him, serve Him, be reconciled to God. In other words, knowing that you have been reconciled to God because Christ became sin for you should make a change in your life. You should be thankful that you have been reconciled. You should live a life of gratitude to God because you have been reconciled. And my prayer for you in the upcoming year is that you would understand that you have been reconciled to God. I also pray that you would live with a love for Christ and that you would be drawn closer to Him, all because you know He took your sin and you stand in His righteousness. Let's pray. Lord, as I come to you today in prayer, I'm thankful for the blessings of the past year. I thank you, Lord, for the leadership of the Holy Spirit, which leads us into all truth. I also thank you that as we submit our lives to you, you will lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And so, not only are we thankful for the blessings of the past year, but we're thankful for your leadership in the upcoming year. I pray, God, that each of us would know that you are with us as we walk through this upcoming year. Lord, I also thank you for those who watch these devotions. I pray that you will encourage them in the upcoming year. Thank you for taking our sins and making us righteous. We are undeserving, but thankful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hope you have a great New Year's Eve. Look forward to seeing you next year, tomorrow. And until tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.